There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Big focus on the restaurant industry today, and we're going to hear now our case study on the restaurant BB Social Dining down in DIFC. Here's the deal. Veteran restaurateur Spiro Panagakis opened it about 18 months ago after a career as general manager of Zuma, arguably the most successful restaurant in this city, and many, many years in London as well. And he's opened the books about how the first 18 months have gone in terms of revenue, profitability, what's worked and what hasn't. I began by asking him how the financials are stacking up.
Successful, I could say, first 12 months, coming shy of just under 15 million turnover, which was about 5% just short of what we expected, but under the current conditions, we're very pleased.
So you set your stall up when you opened 18 months ago. The first 12 months, you wanted 50 million dirham turnover. That seems like quite a big number in a difficult market like this. How did you achieve it?
We sit at a mid-market level where we say Polish mid-market is what? Looking for a spend per head of approximately, say, 300 to 350 versus our competitors, or let's call it the businesses surrounding us that sit around the 500 plus mark. Looking at how a smaller restaurant could operate over three floors, yes, extremely challenging, but we also knew that the market was, there was a piece of the pie available for this type of concept. So when you look at sort of general revenue expectation, if you're sitting at a 4,000, I call it, it's 4,000 dirhams per square foot and above, landlords should be extremely happy with that.
That's 4,000 dirhams revenue per square foot?
That's correct. That's correct. So for us, you're looking at about just under 7,000 dirhams revenue per square foot, obviously equating to just under 15 million for the year.
And in terms of rent per square foot, it is prime real estate for a restaurant, no question. We got, you know, Zuma 100 metres away, La Petite Maison 50 metres away. Where do we stand in ballpark terms?
If we look at the last, say, 3 years, rent expectation had basically gone from just above the 350 mark and it peaked up to 400, 450 per square foot. It doesn't make sense a lot of the time, so we always battle back. And I think a reasonable rent in today's market, say in the DIFC, sits anywhere between your 250 to 350 mark. That could be fair to say.
The old saying goes that revenue is vanity, but profit is sanity. At that 15 million dirham annual revenue, can you break even or even make a profit in your first year or two?
Richard, our infrastructure over three floors is not exactly the easiest, so our human cost is slightly higher than what we wanted to have, but we knew by having two entrances our reception team was going to have to be double the size of a normal reception team. In terms of profiting, of course your first 3 months, 6 months of building the business and exposing the business comes at a general higher cost, but break even, we came in with a positive 10% up on the bottom line, so we're very pleased for year one.
How do you feel it? Marketing, what works, what doesn't work?
Well, Richard, we've seen a shift where social media is obviously taking its forefront. But when we say social media, I think there's a lot of false understanding that social media is the only marketing, but it's not. It's, you've got your traditional media where if you're not branching out to multiple media outputs, social media will just create a form of attraction, but it will never be what we call bums on seats. For us, Richard, it's traditional. We employ our own social media expert in-house. Our traditional PR methods is to ensure that as a community, how our restaurant's being recognized. Is it through the awards? Is your business community aware of your location? So if you can maintain anywhere between 2 and 5% of your turnover allocated to PR and marketing, you're exposing yourself enough. If you're reaching over 5%, it means that it's not desperate, but like we always say, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses and start looking internally, because your own people are your best marketeers.
A couple of final questions. Food costs is interesting. You say they're coming down over the past 6 months because of this wave of home-produced Emirati produce, whether that is tomatoes or salmon or sea bream. Talk to me about this development and just how significant it is for Dubai's restaurants.
Well, since now Dubai is offering this business opportunity, as I call it, for developing homegrown brands, which is fantastic to see, because it's not just buying in restaurants from abroad. It's also opening up the doors for buying homegrown products. From opening, we started working directly with Mata Farms, fantastic family doing their own smokehouse. they're based down in Alcruz, such as, say, Diba Oysters as well, the Diba Oyster Farm down in Frugera. They've come a really, really long way as to how or who would actually think in Dubai or in the region we would be farming oysters. But obviously the way the technology has become, they're bedding their oysters at quite extensive depths out there in Frugera, and now we can buy locally. So as a food cost principle there, Richard, we're talking actually price per kilo, I'd say around 10% cheaper than what we're buying abroad. So it's actually more encouraging to look at your local supplier, which is great because we're looking at more of a sustainable future for Dubai itself.
Finally, what's next? Dubai has traditionally been an importer of food and beverage concepts, whether it's the fast food, the Subways and the McDonald's sort of fine dining concepts that we mentioned earlier that are prevalent here in DIFC. But that's changing. Homegrown concepts like there's You, I mean, I can think of Maine and several others that are doing it well at the moment. How viable is it to take these concepts and export them?
Each business that's come from the outside and succeeded has not just been solely strict on its principles, it's allowed to adapt in the local region. So we always say, can our product be adaptable to London? So we say, can it also be adaptable now into Saudi? And we say, yes, it is. So our roadmap is to take BB and perhaps franchise into Saudi within the next step back into London again. So I think where people are making mistakes coming into the region is that big brands should work. But the reality is, if you're not adapting the brand into the local region, it won't work because the local brand is always saying that my palate is different to yours. So our next stage will be, see Saudi first and then London straight after.
That is Spiro Panagakis. He's the owner of BB Social Dining in DIFC, talking to us about the financial perils and pitfalls of owning a restaurant.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.